Hey there, plane. I'm sorry. Hello, copter, and welcome to Luke's podcast. My name is Luke.
And you're Luke.
And who are you?
That's for the viewer to find out.
We have no viewers. This is a podcast.
Oh, well, they could watch the... So, like, when you're looking at the podcast, you could, like, watch the thing go by. Like, where it's, like, it says episode number 93. Is that right?
I think so.
93. Broodily-boo, did you go by there? Just like that.
And who's this?
Spencer?
Hello.
It's Spencer.
Spencer Harwood.
Harwood.
That is me. I'm Spencer Harwood.
Look at that. Look at that charisma going right there.
I like that you grab the mic every time
He holds the mic. It's like a toddler.
I need to hold the mic to feel power.
You're holding both the mic and my hand.
It's
nice.
It's like when you hand something to a toddler.
It makes me feel very close to you.
Ooh.
As it does.
Are there sparks flying on the podcast right now?
There's always sparks flying on this podcast.
Because we work in a welding center.
That's why they call us the Sparky Boys. What?
Because we work in a welding center.
You ever worked in a welding center?
I've taken 2 welding classes. Does that count?
Sure. Wait, were you in a center for welding?
Multiple chairs.
Yeah, what was this like? Can you describe this class for us?
I showed up at 6 on Wednesdays.
Sounds right.
For 20 minutes, he would stand there at the front, grabbing all his welding tools.
That took 20 minutes.
It took 20 minutes. He would then say, "Y'all want to weld?" Cool guy. Very chill about it. We'd be like, "Yes, that's why we're here." And then he'd tell us what to weld, and we weld for an hour and a half and then leave.
You know, in the dictionary, it says that welding is a union between two people in the matrimonial sense.
No, that is the reverse of what Michael Scott says.
And that was the joke of the day.
Okay. I like the helicopter joke.
Helicopter?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. What do you think about the intro?
It was good.
Have you listened to this
podcast? I was shocked. I've never listened to a second of this podcast.
Only one of our guests is... Or no... 2 of our guests have listened to the podcast?
I don't know.
3 maybe?
Actually, I listened to a little bit of the one of Caleb. Because Caleb made me.
Obviously.
Fair enough.
Most people have only listened to that
one. I think he's
the
first guest who hasn't. I'm pretty sure Trey did.
Trey has. He still does.
Caleb does.
Caleb still and does, basically.
Phil has. I don't know.
Phil's listened to most.
And now Lucy's on.
Lucy listens a lot.
That's right.
You know, I checked our average daily listener. It's like, per day, 18 people. But that, like, per week, that's 7 times 18.
Is that just 8 people on 2 accounts and then 2 people that don't know you?
We're not sure.
2 of it is our moms.
Yeah, 2 of them is our moms.
At least 16.
One of them is Mark.
Unless they have multiple accounts.
Do you think your mom's going to listen to this?
If I tell my mom that I'm on a podcast, she'll listen to it.
Oh, really?
Excellent, excellent.
So she can make fun of me.
Yeah, she's going to give you some honest feedback, isn't she?
She's going to be like, you sound like
a
dork.
Very honest.
You need to
very
imitate
rude.
More.
She likes to tear down my ego piece by piece every day.
As all moms do.
And you're okay that she's going to hear what you just said? That's cool?
I say it to her every single day.
Okay, good, good.
You wake up in the morning, you go, "Hello, Mom. You tear down my ego every day, and you rip it apart piece by piece.
I'm very thankful.
I love
you. I struggle with ego."
Okay.
You take it out of the packaging.
You know.
And then you put it in the toaster, and then you push it down. It's not that hard.
There's an old saying that says, "Wherever ego, I go." What are your thoughts on that?
If you're referring to Ego, the living planet from Guardians of the Galaxy 2, then I would like to be
no,
there.
No, we're referring to Ego, living planet from The Ultimates number 7.
Oh. That guy is much more of a douche.
There you go.
Okay.
It's a deep cut from when I was 14.
All right.
Yeah. That's all this is going to be. It's just going to be me and Spencer saying things.
Okay.
And then...
Movie Ego is much nicer.
Yes. And more handsome. Kurt Russell has aged like fine denim.
Wait, what?
like red leather.
He's got holes in him now? Is that what you're saying?
No. Like, it's a good pair of work jeans that haven't really gotten much use.
What would you say? I'm really good at English. What would you say is your oldest piece of clothing that you still wear?
Oh, gosh.
Either of you.
I know I have underwear from 8th grade.
I have a black Nike hoodie I got when I was 12.
I can't.
That was way too big for me, and now it still fits me.
Hope has a hoodie that I wore in high school, That's one of the oldest pieces of like shirt that I can wear.
Uh huh.
I've grown out of most of my shirts.
Can we go back
to the underwear from eighth grade?
Yeah, to the eighth grade underwear thing.
Yeah.
You still wear those?
I actually like. I know. So my mom bought me underwear from Ross.
Underwear?
No, she bought me underwear.
Yeah, I thought you said underwear.
It's anti underwear. It's outerwear. It's okay. Like Superman.
So clothes.
He wears underwear outside of his leggings.
Oh wow!
Wow, the report just in. Breaking news.
Breaking news that we're not going to share.
Daylight savings time apparently happened too early.
Oh man, I forgot that's this weekend.
Yep.
I'm excited about that.
Not looking forward to that.
Nah, you get an extra hour of sleep. What could be better?
Oh, is it the extra hour of sleep one?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not looking forward to that.
That doesn't make any sense.
Ugh. We've already talked about. I don't like sleeping. Sleeping is lame.
I second that. Sleeping is for the weak.
Yeah.
Don't you like to sleep?
Maybe.
Okay, well, I don't really. I feel that way about basic human necessities: sleeping, eating.
No, you're losing me to eating.
Okay, that's fair.
Drinking? Hate consuming water.
Oh, I love consuming
but I do
water
it anyway because it's good for you.
I hate every second. I don't like the fact that I consume water too much, so I have to pee all the time.
I would love to pee all the time if I didn't have anywhere to be.
You can just pee in your pants.
No,
you can wear diapers.
Pee in your pants is the coolest.
What?
Pee in your pants is the coolest.
Wouldn't you say it's the warmest?
At first.
Yeah.
Then you know what happens?
It gets colder?
Yeah. It gets real cold.
It's like when you played like a sport as a kid, and then you went out to dinner, and halfway through the meal, your sweat started to get super cold on your back. You'll know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I do.
I don't actually know.
Speaking of peeing your pants, so you played soccer. No, we're going somewhere with this. I know it doesn't sound like a transition right now, but it is. Or football. Did you call it football?
No.
Okay, you called
it from Europe.
You called it soccer?
Or corny.
Or corny?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Didn't you had some sort of tradition, pregame tradition, ritual, right?
Yeah, I did.
It's similar to what we're talking about here.
Yes.
How would you like to inform us of what that is?
I would pee on every team that we visited the places of mascot. Or like a center field little circle.
Oh,
thing.
Okay.
Like a lot of the schools would have.
Well, hold on.
A lot of the schools would have their center circle, and in the center circle, they would have a picture of their mascot, and I would go pee on it before every game.
At first, what I thought you said was you peed on every team that you played, and then I thought you were saying you peed on every mascot, and then I understood. You peed on the midfield logo.
Yes. Midfield logo was peed on every game. I took a kneel and pulled up one pant leg. It was very, very indecent public exposure.
You know, if you pee on somebody, you can get charged.
We didn't lose an away game for 2 years.
But what?
We didn't lose an away game for 2 years while I was doing that.
That's a good point.
Did you pee on your own midfield logo?
No.
Do you think that if high schoolers pee on other people's logos, it works? Is it the same principle as whenever Juju does the dances on the logos?
I think it's like the same idea, but mine is better in every way.
So do you think that whenever he does the dance and they win, he's peeing a little in his pants?
I would like to believe so.
Okay, okay. So
he does wear yellow pants. So like,
oh, so then nobody will know. Nobody will know. Unless his pee has blood in it.
Can we get real?
Very specific.
Can we get real for a minute? Like, how much pee comes out after you're done peeing? Like, 5 minutes later.
Why have we started the past two episodes by talking about pooping and now peeing?
At least six
because
drops.
Because we're genuine. At least we're real. Six drops. We're being real here, okay?
No, like, have you ever, whenever you're like peeing and then like you get done and you're like, I guess there's none. Like you do. No. Like you're done peeing and then you're like, I guess
that's
over.
It.
The show's done. And then you go to the bathroom again later and you look at your underwear. And there's still pee, and there's like some pee on there. Because
enough to leave a
stain? No. Has that ever happened to you?
I would say a firm no.
Oh.
Have like a couple drops dropped out?
Not
but
that.
That's,
like,
that's
like a substantial like like squirt from a squirt gun.
Do you have kidney stones?
I've had one.
You might have kidney stones.
I don't know about that. My pee doesn't hurt.
That happens like almost every time. So I feel like we have varying levels of urinary malfunction. Yeah. Although I'd say yours is properly functions properly.
It's definitely like a few drops.
Yeah, I think that happens with everybody.
Yeah. Drip, drop.
It's more than that for me. Let me put it that way.
It's a lot more for me.
Wait, what do you mean? More than me for you?
I don't know. I mean, I've never watched you pee. We're friends. We're good friends. We're close friends. Not that close. I'm not gonna be like, hey man.
I stood next to him while he peed.
I mean, I have too.
I was watching.
We've both been at the urinal at the same time.
We've both been at the same urinal.
No, different urinals. Different urinals. You said urinal. We've been at the urinals at the same time.
We split a urinal.
You split the
dicks. You want to go halfsies?
I used to do it with my dad at home in the toilet.
It was like, me and Elijah used to do that.
Yeah, like male bonding, right?
I don't know if he's going to want to admit that, but.
Well. He does.
Both go running to the bathroom at the same time.
He doesn't
have
to. I
wasn't going to lock him out.
There's one time. I was hanging out with my friends, and we all went to the bathroom at the same time, and the bathroom had one toilet we didn't know, so all four of us peed in the toilet at the same time, made a great sound, but then I realized that my friend Ben was peeing on my belt, and that was awful, and I screamed in the Taco Bell bathroom.
I'm just going to pull on the cord now, whenever you have the microphone. What?
He peed on my belt while we were going to the bathroom. He just peed all over it. And then I was like, Ben, what are you doing? He's like, it was in the way. I was like, what do you mean it's in the way? You just asked me to move it.
All right, follow-up question. When you're at the urinal, how often does this happen? Where, like, I don't know if your pants have laces or a belt that it, like, gets in the urinal. Does that ever happen?
Yeah, my belt will go hop in there.
I don't usually wear a belt anymore because it hurts my tum-tum. And but when I do, I usually try and hold it because I don't want to like. This takes time, and you know.
Strange thing to say.
But have you ever? You know what I don't like about like the modern urinal, because there's like so the square urinal, that is the like standard one, okay? These American standard, not some metric urinal. I'm talking about these round urinals. You know what I'm saying? Like the bowls. They have a bunch of splashback. It feels gross. I don't like it. Does that not happen to you guys?
I don't like the short one.
What do you mean the short ones? Like
where the urinals like only up to like here on you?
Children? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, for children. I was gonna ask.
I work at a school.
Oh.
I was gonna ask. I don't like the ones where like it has that little thing and like the handles on either side and like water comes out the top. I hate those urinals. Like, it has, like, you can make the water hot or you can make it cold and it, like, comes out and there's a little drain, right? It's about, like, waist high.
Yeah, I don't like
That's
those ones
a bidet.
Either.
No, it's waist it's high.
Definitely not a bidet.
Yeah, I know
it's
bidets
waist high.
Are there. Waist high, like, a couple of knobs.
The soap is, like, oddly
soap's
close.
Soap's there.
The, so-
no,
the
it's,
soap is oddly close to these urinals.
Yeah, and then you got the paper towels or the hand dryer. Those urinals are the worst.
But I do like that they give you the paper towels when you get the splashback.
That's true.
The paper towels are easily grabbable.
But I do want to ask, do you guys prefer, like, you know, let's say mid-thigh height urinal? Or do you like the ones that go all the way to the floor? What are your thoughts on those?
I like that.
I like
that.
A urinal that's facing me.
I like a urinal that I can fit inside of standing. So a 6-foot-tall urinal is my dream.
You know what's the worst urinal? Whenever you go to Bryant Denny Stadium, they have like a pig trough as a urinal. And you got to stand next to a bunch of old people who take like 30 minutes to pee and they all staring at you.
I think it's to remind us where we came from.
Well, I don't want to know where I came from because I know
just
and I don't want
to
be reminded. Nope. No. I want to be prideful in that situation.
That's maybe one of my favorite parts about going to Europe is that the stalls over there are like closets. Like they're not just like a little cardboard wall you call a divider.
Yeah.
It's like you're in there, it's private.
Confess your sins in
there. You really, I mean, you could.
It's like a whole door.
Yeah.
Like a whole room.
Right. It's like a little
room. So they call it the water closet.
Maybe it wouldn't have a top sometimes, but in general it's like high enough that no one's peeking in there. You know, there's a door all the way to the floor. I don't know why that's not the American standard, if you will.
You know what else is nice about other countries that I've never been to?
Let's hear it.
Squatty potties.
Like the little stools?
Yeah, you squat while you poop.
Okay, but like where is that?
Like in Asia, yeah.
Okay.
It makes pooping easier, apparently.
I've heard that.
Yeah, it's to the point where like everybody that I know that's been on a mission trip to
Asia. Your colon.
Huh?
That's why you squat.
Oh, yeah.
You squat instead of sit, your colon gets unbunched.
And it goes, vroom. Makes it easier.
Yeah.
That really, really helped the listener.
Yeah.
But
you get to squat when you go camping.
Everybody I know that went to Asia likes squatty potties. And I'm pretty sure those people have bought the stools for the potties now.
Yeah.
You know, like those stools that you used to have as a kid to get on the potty.
It's a squatty potty.
Yeah, it's a squatty potty.
Yeah.
What color, did you guys have like your own toilet to toilet train in? Or did your parents just put you on the pot?
I was on the pot from a young age.
I was thrown into the pot.
I fell in the pot one time.
What?
I was young. Not sure what happened. It was at my grandparents' house.
I was born in the pot.
Was it
raised in it?
You were raised in the toilet? You
molded by it.
You didn't even know.
Nearly adopted the pot.
As a kid, I had problems pooping.
Makes sense?
Yeah. What do you mean makes sense? I mean, you told you my diet as a child.
It's just like you weren't using the pot, so I'm assuming that you were having problems.
Well, yeah, I wasn't pooping. I would just go in there and like, and then just not poop. But like, I wouldn't poop, and I wouldn't poop for like days. Wait, hold on. I wouldn't poop for like days.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Did you actually try to poop, or did you just go in there and make that noise?
You know.
Like fully closed.
At this point in life,
close the door and immediately. Not today.
At this point in life, I'm not sure because like the memories are just blurred between when I would fake it and when I would actually go in there and cry and then eat raisins on the toilet and hope that it would make everything better. I chugged a lot of mineral oil and milk of magnesia, lots of that, just so I could poop as a kid. I got better at it.
Is milk of magnesia pink?
I don't know.
I don't know why, but the image I just got in my head of milk and magnesia was just a pink bottle.
I don't think it's pink. I don't think it's like Pepto. Pepto's something else. Like it's some other compound. What is milk? What color is milk and magnesia? I think it's clear. It tastes like bad Sprite. I do remember that. Like if Sprite could curdle like milk, that's
like
milk and
McDonald's
magnesia.
McDonald's bad Sprite or like towards the other side of the spectrum?
Well, McDonald's Sprite's just spicy water.
Yeah.
But like it's like I said, like if
it's like
if Sprite could curdle like water. Milk, that's what milk and magnesia tastes like. Curdled Sprite.
So if you played basketball in high school, do you think people would have called you Spencer Hardwood?
They called me Spencer Hardwood anyway.
I figured they might.
Yeah. Until around like sophomore year, jokes like that stopped being funny, but before that,
yeah.
Middle school, it was going ham.
I bet.
It is Drano for your
Drano,
body.
That's my favorite superhero. Superpower. I unclog the drains.
I love Drano. It's my favorite thing to use in the toilet and in the bathtub. I like unclogging things.
Luke, I have a question for you.
What?
You can have any superpower in the world, but you have to punch a baby
easy
in the face
easy
in public
easy.
I thank you for your kindness and truthfulness, because I agree wholeheartedly.
People, you're going to ask that question, and somebody's going to be like, well, like, at a certain point, the people that you save is going to outweigh the babies that you punch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you got to punch a baby, and you're like, okay, now I'm Superman for 4 hours. Yeah. At a certain point,
exactly.
It's
that
fine.
Building is on fire.
And what?
Who cares about that baby named Steven?
What defines a baby at that point? Is a baby like
under 2 years old?
Under 2 years old, easy. You just punch an 18-month-old, but you don't have to punch him hard either.
No,
you just like punch.
You just got to be enough where people see it and be like, "Yo,
why does it do punch the baby?" And it's like, "There's a fire."
That guy's a baby puncher.
Yeah,
that's it.
There's
that's
an earthquake happening. I got to punch a baby.
Like people always think the repercussions of those questions is that the baby dies. It's just your public image that dies, but you're still a superhero.
What are you gonna? What's the superhero gonna do in an earthquake?
Punch a baby.
Clearly, punch a baby and then carry everyone on his back in the air.
Let's think about
this.
Stupid. You could become Superman, like Superman level power.
Yeah.
Basically unlimited.
Yep.
Okay. If you punch a baby, you don't have the power before you punch the baby, so you don't kill the baby.
But what? What am I gonna do with my powers in an earthquake? That's all I'm asking.
So. Let's think. Let's
fly
think.
People to the moon.
That
show me the stars.
You keep the buildings up. That's one thing you could do. You destroy debris to help people out.
I mean,
like, you can't stop the earthquake.
No.
But
unless your power was stopping earthquakes. Oh.
That's a very like specific.
That's
like,
a very niche power. He's like the 17th man on the Justice League roster.
I am San Francisco man.
I don't know. Wouldn't he be like Saint Andreas? Yeah, but he would have to like change it so that people wouldn't be like, it's all his fault.
He'd be Saint Andreas.
Don't think you're getting by with that one.
That's
these fault jokes. I know your motives. Your motives.
My Otis Moperandi. What is this? You look like the emperor trying to like choke somebody. Yes. Like that. I can't do an emperor voice. I'm not. What is his name?
Sidious.
Ian.
Palpatine.
McDowell.
Ian McClellan.
Ian McClellan is Gandalf. That's a different person. Have you seen, there's the, you know how they have the Nickelodeon Smash Bros. Clone now?
Yeah.
Have you seen that there's a Warner Brothers one coming out?
Yeah, and it has Superman, but yeah. Also like
Bugs Bunny
Johnny Bravo.
And Tom and Jerry. I think something's burning. Anyways.
Nah,
that's fine. Actually, I'm going to go check that. You two talk.
All right, so there's a fire alarm going off. Yeah, we'll just leave that door open, because that'll make it quieter. Oh, fire alarm's off.
Oh, perfect.
That's good. You ever started a fire?
Have I started a fire?
Yeah.
Many a time.
Yeah.
What are we talking?
What's
on
your
purpose?
Accident? Yeah. No, purpose. Have you started one on accident?
Yeah, mac and cheese, microwave.
Oh, I started a small trash can fire in my garbage this year.
Yeah? What'd you do?
I was lighting a candle in my bathroom, and, you know, I had some toilet paper in the trash can from blowing my nose and things like that.
Yeah.
So I had the match, and then I blew it out, and then I threw it towards the trash can. Apparently, I did not blow it out fully, as it reignited in the air and landed in the pile of toilet paper in my trash can.
Oh, that's a hot fire.
Yeah, and at that point, there's not much you can do.
Yeah.
Except just let it burn.
Or fire brigade it.
Fire what now?
Brigade it. Fire brigade.
Yeah?
Pee on it.
Oh. I think I'd just gone.
Oh.
I think that's why I was in the bathroom, perhaps. Getting ready for my shower.
So, Hope put paper in the air fryer. Because you can put paper in the oven.
Oh, like parchment?
Yeah, but it burned.
Mm.
So that happened. So now there's smoke all out there.
You ever started a fire accidentally?
No? Have you?
We both have.
I've started many a fire not on purpose, or on purpose.
Right. As have I.
There was this, in our driveway in the house that we were at a college, there was like a divot in the concrete that was like, it was like 4 or 5 inches lower than the concrete. But it wasn't a pothole, because like, it wasn't on the area that you would have a car on. So like, we didn't say it was a pothole.
Mm-hmm.
But it filled up with debris all the time. So we would set the debris on fire and have like a campfire outside.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we had a fire pit.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That is fun. Spencer, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is your favorite movie?
Prestige. 10.
Okay. I don't like ideas of favorite movies because it changes too much.
No, it'll always be The Prestige, no matter who asks me.
That's fine. I don't like the, like, because my favorite movie like a while ago was Up, but now it's not Up.
Why was it Up?
It's down, yeah. Huh?
Why was it Up?
Oh, I love
and
Up.
I like Up.
I love the way that they like use the RenderMan technology to render water and Up, and then also like the first basically 10 minutes are a movie in and of itself. And then I think like the next 20 minutes are funny. But then after that, like, I do like the idea of confronting, like, who you thought you were going to be, and then also seeing, like, returning to who you are, and that's, like, his wife in the house.
Tell you what's a good movie. That Delta Farce.
Which one's Delta Farce?
That one with Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, is that the one that, is Delta Farce the one he made before Health Inspector, or is the one after Health
Inspector?
I don't
know.
I've seen Larry the Cable Guy, Health Inspector.
Okay.
But that doesn't make sense, because if he's Larry the Cable Guy...
I haven't seen either of those.
Have you not seen Delta Farce?
I don't think so.
I've seen... They were all... They had, like... Okay, so when Cars 2 came out, Comedy Central was like, let's just play all of the Larry the Cable Guy movies.
Mm-hmm.
So they had three movies, because that's it.
That's all of them.
Yeah. And they're all bad. Yeah. Yeah. But in a bad way. Like, they're just not funny. Imagine you hear Get Her Done every 7 minutes, and that's a movie.
That sounds like Saturday night to me.
Weird thing to say.
I thought you had something to say, because you kept saying, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
We should just stay like this all the time.
Yeah, let's do this. How you doing?
I'm good.
This is an ASMR. Okay,
so back to the Prestige.
That's a movie I don't own. I like the movie.
I think it has the best twist in any movie I've ever seen, because they blatantly tell you what the twist is.
What?
On multiple occasions, they tell you what the twist is.
Do you like Knives Out then?
Yeah, I like Knives Out a lot.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Why are you pulling on these strings?
Yeah.
Pulling on your heartstrings?
But, and like a lot of people still don't get it. Like, I didn't get it. I didn't get it the first time, but multiple times in the movie, they straight out say, like, oh, this is the twist. If you're paying attention, this is it.
That they're twins.
Yeah.
But they also might be clones. But they're also twins.
Yeah, you're spoiling movies that people haven't seen.
This movie came out in like 2008.
Five.
Actually, no.
2005.
No, 2005 is Batman Begins. It came out 2006 or 2007. Sorry. 2008 is Dark Knight.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Christian Bale, Conan the Bennett.
I remember the Nolanissance, which was basically just Batman Begins, Prestige, Dark Knight, Inception, Dark Knight Returns?
Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises. Dark Knight Returns is the book. And then Interstellar ends it. Because Interstellar is like the one that people were like, yeah, I guess.
I feel like my friends all freaked out about it.
The Prestige or Interstellar?
Interstellar.
I love it.
In an overrated way. No.
My one friend Graham, who I'm going to make listen to this podcast now that I'm going to flame him, talks about this movie like it changed his life.
How?
What about it changes your life?
I remember saying...
He's in space. Now he's not in space. Life changed, I guess.
I like the parts of the soundtrack where Hans Zimmer isn't asleep and he's just playing the piano. But most of the time, he just falls asleep on the soundtrack. He just goes... I like the movie.
He was just walking outside while making the soundtrack. So people think that's like music, but it's just car horns blasting at him as he jaywalks across traffic.
I think it's in it. Wait. It's Interstellar, then Dunkirk, then Tenet, right? Those are the three in a row. So I think Interstellar is the first movie that I watched that's a Nolan movie that I think it's written by both him and his brother, where I thought it was too preachy and like very kind of stupid in its method. But like, it's fun to watch. It's also 2.5 hours long. So it's not that fun to watch. The what?
I haven't seen Dunkirk.
Oh, I think Dunkirk is his best movie that's not The Dark Knight. Like, it's not like, listen, Prestige can be your favorite. But like, as a movie itself, like made, yeah. I think it's the best movie he's made because it works very well. And it's also like a very tight 100 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's super followable, I guess.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
And I never saw Tenet.
I saw it. We saw it. Yeah. Cain.
The brother of Jacob. Laban, the uncle of Jacob. Judah, the stupidest son of Jacob. What? Abel? Cain and Esau? But then I said Jacob. I knew what was going on. Definitely.
Labor Day last year.
That was Labor Day last year. I remember watching that movie, and I was like,
Yep.
You haven't seen Tenet?
Nope.
It's going to suck if you watch it on a TV and not in a movie theater, because you'll be able to understand all of the words.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a fun watch. It's a fun watch. Maybe not a great movie, but a fun watch. Go here. Yep.
It's definitely Nolan's take on a James Bond movie. Yeah. But the problem with it is that when Nolan makes a James Bond movie, he's got to make it all, like, confusing a bit. Yeah. Like, the time thing didn't really confuse me. Like, I got it. Like, it's not, yeah. It's not hard to understand.
Oh, I get it.
But the worst part about it is, like, I don't know. It just felt like everything was, maybe like 30, 40 minutes in, when he goes to India, they just dump tons of exposition on you for like an hour.
And yeah.
That's like the first hour of the movie.
My thoughts exactly.
They just dump all of that exposition on you. Yep. So you're just sitting there listening. And then if you didn't understand exposition. One piece of it, by the time that they reveal like what's going on in the movie, the movie's not going to make any sense.
It's not going to make sense.
And it's...
It's...
What are you doing?
What are you doing? The exposition. Yeah.
What's the worst movie you've ever seen?
Ooh. Cats, 2019. I've seen it 6 times. I love that movie.
Okay.
No, Luke knows this. Luke already knows this.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Worst movie? Oh, Cocktail with Tom Cruise.
I've never seen that movie.
Horrible. Don't. Horrible
that,
movie.
That movie's an 80s movie, right?
Yeah.
So it's just made on the backs of cocaine? Like the plot just doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. It's
all
like,
it is Tom Cruise throwing a mixer in the air.
No, you would think.
What?
It's like that's like the first half.
That's only the first half?
Yeah, seriously.
I love Risky Business.
So. All right, so let's talk Cocktail real quick, the movie. So Tom Cruise is a lawyer, I think in New York City, maybe Boston.
Assumedly.
He's in law school. You know, he's kind of this big hotshot law
he's
school.
He's in law school,
student.
He's definitely New York.
Okay, fair enough. So
put a law school anywhere else in the movie.
I don't know if you know this. Law school is expensive.
It is.
And so that's established early on in the plot.
Very much.
So he goes to this bar, and there's this Australian guy at this bar, and he likes the Australian guy, and he's like, oh, I bet I could do this. And he starts working at this bar, and they become kind of a popular cocktail duo, if you will. And they start doing these parties and stuff, you know. But this Australian dude is just sort of a vigilante, you know. And so he goes off and does his own thing. I think he opens a bar in the Bahamas, or maybe that's what Tom Cruise does. I don't know. I think there's a girl involved somewhere. And then
usually is.
Yeah, so like he goes to the Bahamas and the girl's there and then they're like trying to fall in love. They do, but like she's like, nah, my parents. And he's like, yeah, but I'm a cocktail guy now. And then it's, I don't even know. The Australian guy ends up dying like dramatically. Not in like a, oh, so sad. Like he gets like shot on a boat. And it's like, what? How did this happen? I think Tom Cruise shoots him. I don't know. It does not make any sense.
Do you want me to read you the official plot synopsis?
Yeah, go for it. Okay. I think I nailed it.
After being discharged from the army, Brian Flanagan.
Forgot that important plot.
Moves back to Queens and takes a job in a bar run by Doug Coughlin.
Yeah, Australian.
And teaches Brian the fine art of bartending.
But he's in law school. That's why
he's
working.
It's not important enough to be in the synopsis.
Yeah, you tell that to the director, because it was.
Brian quickly becomes a patron favorite with his flashy drink mixing style.
Yeah.
And Brian adopts his mentor's cynical philosophy on life and goes for the money.
It's like a mentor, because the Australian guy is like, you know, a little bit older than Tom Cruise is in the movie.
In the tagline.
Yeah.
Is when he pours, he reigns. And reigns is spelled like a king.
Yeah.
This is very...
And you know what's more disappointing is that the Beach Boys song Kokomo is like the main...
The theme?
I don't even know if it's in the movie, but it's like they came out together and they like were branded together. Yeah.
The guy who directed this movie he's basically directed every like movie that's been released in like January through March that like some guy that you know who really likes buying movies from Dollar General really likes. No, that's the synopsis. That's it.
But that's only halfway through the movie.
I understand that.
And they move to like the Bahamas.
No.
And then other stuff just starts happening.
This guy has also made The November Man, The Bank Job, Dante's Peak, The Species,
yeah,
Cadillac Man. It's like everything.
A lot of men.
It's like everything that your friend's dad likes.
November Rain, that was one of them, right?
It's very weird. What?
What?
November Rain is a Guns N' Roses song that I was told was really good, and I was like, okay.
Yeah,
it's fine.
You were led astray.
Like a lot of the reviews are just like, this is made off cocaine. And I'm pretty sure this is made from cocaine.
The only way Guns N' Roses and good should go in a sentence, if the sentence is Guns N' Roses broke up, good.
Or it's good that Guns N' Roses aren't around anymore. You know what Guns N' Roses CDs are good for? Burning something else on them.
Can you burn CDs? Are they flammable?
If you get it hot enough, it'll burn.
You can burn anything.
Anything will burn.
Yeah.
It's just really hot.
There was on a Snapple can, like on the top, you know, they had those facts. There was one time that the fact was, it was like the temperature that a gorilla's head can melt is like so many degrees. Yeah. I was like, that's a fact that no one needs to know. Like,
I fight gorillas on the daily. I do need to know that.
But like, it was like a temperature at which like we can't just reach normally. What are you doing? How far is that thing away from you? 78 inches? How far is that? That's 6 feet, 6 inches? Or that's, yeah, 6 foot six. That's almost one Dalton. I have a friend who's tall.
Oh. Is that his only personality trait?
Okay, so, no. First off, thing you need about Luke has some vendetta against people over 6 foot two.
Yeah.
And the way he describes someone who's like 6'3" is as if they're the tallest person he's ever seen.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, you talk about Dalton, what, Dalton 6'4", right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you talk about Dalton as if he's 6'11".
Yeah.
And I don't know. You talk about every tall person, and it's like, no, they're, like, a little tall. Not monstrous. I don't know.
They're all monsters. Goliath was a monster, therefore they're a monster. Yeah, I don't care if Goliath was 9 feet tall. That's close enough to 6. It's a factor.
I mean,
divisible by 3.
I mean, I guess.
Yes, it, yeah, what do you mean? You guess it's divisible by 3. You're an engineer. You should know this. You know what I find that I still use from like math?
Yeah.
In like 8th grade. If numbers can be added up and they equal 3, 6 or 9, they're divisible by 3. And I find that fun to do in my spare time. Wherever I'm like looking around, I'm like, "Oh, 741." All right, so 7 plus 4 is 11, plus 1 is 12, 1 plus 2 is 3, it's divisible by 3.
Yeah.
That's a stupid, it's a fun little fact. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, did you really not? No. That's cool.
So.
Did you know that, Luke? What?
21, 2 plus 1.
Equals 3.
2 plus 4, equals 6, plus 4, 7, 2 plus 7 is 9.
Equals 9, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you.
If the numbers equal and something divisible by 3, it's divisible by 3. So you can just add them up until they equal 3, 6, or 9.
303. That's 309.
Yeah. It's very fun.
414.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's divisible by 3.
A mathematician over here.
Yeah, wait. Hold on. If I put in 414 divided by 3, boom, whole number.
Yeah.
Super weird. What is this? Boom, whole number. What was this? Not a whole number, because 46, 4 plus 6 equals 10. Not divisible by 3.
It is not.
It's math. Math is fun. Until you have an engineer for a father, and when you try
I will
and
be
learn
that
math,
father.
Whenever you try and learn math, he knows it better than you do, but you're like 12. So, like, you don't really know math. And then he's like, do it! And you're like, I don't know!
So either of you seen Wonder Woman 1984?
That's a bad movie.
I think it's the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, we're back to this now. Okay.
Yeah. Did you see Wonder Woman 1984?
No, but I read 1984.
They're very different books.
Yeah.
They're very different texts, but
I've heard
both,
they're very similar.
They're both okay, set in 1984.
Oh, well, that you know,
and in Washington, in like a Washington D.C. type area.
Guns N' Roses, they were also set in 1984 for a year,
for at least 1 year,
at least
during 1984.
Yeah,
they were cryogenically frozen.
Do you think
they were cryogenically frozen for that whole year?
Who are the Guns and who are the Roses in Guns N' Roses? Do you know, Spencer, do you know who the members of Guns N' Roses are?
Nope.
There's Axl Rose.
Axl Rose, so he's a rose.
There's Slash.
Slush. Is Slush Slash with a little extra pound?
Slush is their snowman mascot.
He's their kid-friendly water pistols yeah. and roses.
And then there's, I think, is his name Duff McKeegan. The bass player?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's the drummer.
And that, what about the guitar players?
Slash is the guitar player.
Isn't there a rhythm guitarist?
Or they just have a guy.
Okay.
Like, he's just a touring guy.
Yeah, so I don't know who the drummer is, but I got those four, and I think it's okay.
I usually never know the bassist.
I've heard of Slash before.
Yeah, he's in Guitar Hero 3.
Yeah, there was a South Park episode about him.
You know what his other band was?
It's called Slash, isn't
Any
it?
Any of you? No.
Oh, wait. It's called like Velvet something. Velvet Revolver.
Yeah, that's it. There's an episode of South Park where instead of there being Santa Claus, it's Slash.
Why?
I have no idea, but it's a really funny episode.
What
so they like the way
that
kids talk about Santa Claus, like, how does Santa Claus come down my chimney? But instead of every time they sing Santa Claus, they say Slash.
It's wait. Axl Rose, Slash, Izzy Stradlin is their rhythm guitarist.
Okay.
So they have a guy who is their rhythm
guitarist.
Yeah. Duff McKagan. And Steve Adler's the drummer.
Steve Adlin.
Yeah. So.
So what was the guitarist's name? Stradler?
Izzy Stradlin.
Stradlin. They had Adlin and Stradlin?
Yeah, they had Adler and Stradlin.
Adler and Stradlin.
They had Rose, Stradlin, Adler, and McKagan.
Okay.
Attorneys at law.
Right.
We fight for you.
They do fight for us. You said, what's the guitar?
What?
Sadlin?
Adler.
Adler.
Adler's the drummer. Stradlin's the guitar.
Stradlin.
Stradlin Adler.
Stradlin plays guitar.
Yeah.
Is he?
Is he Stradlin Adler?
Is he playing guitar?
Rhythm guitar.
Is he playing guitar?
Oh, is his name's Izzy?
Yeah. Is
okay.
he?
This is... Ugh.
Is he? Is he real?
Oh, it's real.
it's real.
Hey, Luke.
What?
You ever seen him launch a Grand Slam?
Hmm?
You ever seen her watch him launch Grand Slam?
What? I'm not understanding any words besides slam.
You ever seen her watch him launch a Grand Slam?
Launch a Grand Slam?
You ever seen her watch a launch a Grand Slam?
I don't know what's happening. I'm gonna say no.
You ever seen him launch a Grand Slam?
Like in baseball.
I guess. You ever seen him launch a Grand Slam?
I don't watch baseball. Oh, hey, did the Braves win last night? No, I got Houston.
But they did launch a Grand Slam.
Oh, that's good. What do you mean by launch a Grand Slam?
Have you ever seen or watched them launch a Grand Slam?
I don't know what this means. Like, is this like baseball? Is this like Denny's?
You ever seen him launch a Grand Slam?
I've seen a Grand Slam at Denny's.
All right. Is it real?
What do you mean, is it real?
Is it real?
Israel?
It's real.
Israel?
Yeah.
Is it real?
Is real?
Is it real?
Israel?
Is
I'm not
real?
Commenting.
Israel, is it
That's
real?
That's a touchy subject. Hold on. That's a touchy subject. I don't actually know.
What? Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
What do you mean, what do I mean, yeah?
I don't know.
Real.
Yeah.
Is what real?
The Grand Slam.
At Denny's? Yep.
Wherever you've launched.
No, no. Do you mean at Denny's?
Do you mean at Denny's?
No, you're the one asking the question.
No, he asked the question. I'm clarifying. You're talking about Denny's?
Is this some sort of logic puzzle?
Nah. But I do have a riddle.
Yeah. Riddle me this, Batman.
You want a riddle?
Sure.
Two men are walking through the forest. One of them's name is Gary.
Scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the
head. One of their names is Gary. Which one is he?
Huh? Wait, say it again. Two men are walking through the forest.
Two men are walking through the forest?
Yeah.
One of them's name is Gary?
Yeah.
Which one is he?
It's one of the men.
Yeah, which one?
He's one of them.
Yeah, which one, though?
He's the one that's named Gary.
Who is?
One of them.
Which one?
The one that's named Gary.
Yeah, who is he?
He's the one that's named Gary.
Yeah, but who is he?
He's the one that's named Gary.
Yeah, but how do you identify him?
You say Gary.
Exactly.
And then he goes, yeah.
Probably, I hope so.
Is this the riddle?
Yes.
It's Gary.
Yeah, it takes longer than people think.
It's
Gary. They're looking for a secret, and it's like, nah, it's just Gary. I came up with that riddle on the high school retreat. Because I was just trying to mess with someone. And it kind of worked out. Didn't have an answer. And then once someone said, is it Gary? I was like, oh, yeah, I guess it is.
Did you guys do breakfast on the high school retreat again?
We actually fasted, so we didn't break it. All right, Pebbles is here.
All to get over here.
Yeah, she's probably going to knock that off, too. Okie dokie. Pebbles, she looks scared.
Right here. Okay.
Do you have a cat?
Nope.
You had a cat?
Nope.
Do you have a dog named Waffle?
I have a dog named Pancake, but Mason Hubbard calls it Waffle.
There you go. That's why we're here. I kind of want to see if she falls on the candle. Okay.
My
only issue is that there's the candle, it's lit. And then there's a dream catcher, which is very flammable, as all dreams are.
Yeah.
So. Ooh, you got a good point there. Pillows are just dangerous. Oof. So anyways. I don't like these riddles.
Two guys.
They're both guys.
In a desert.
Okay. A place without water.
Not always. Not always.
Not always.
Just paddling.
In the I don't like this riddle. You asked it, and I don't know the answer.
You didn't figure it out.
No, because I don't want to figure it out.
Guy in the front says to the guy in the back.
She's going
to
touch your laptop.
Where's your paddle?
Yeah.
Guy in the back says,
"All right,
sure does.
Sure does.
Why?
Because it was a miscommunication. They're in the desert, and they are dehydrated, and they don't know what's happening. And dehydration causes audio and ocular hallucinations.
Very possible.
So both of these people are hallucinating off of the little water that they have, and as they furiously paddle this invisible idea, they are slowly dying until they become skeletons in the wasteland.
Very possible, but no.
I'm sorry. You told me to answer the riddle, and then I did.
That wasn't the right answer.
Well, I mean, technically.
No participation trophies around here.
In the real world, that is the right answer. But in this fake riddle world, I don't know what you're talking about. If you're going to be somewhere on the bed, Pebbles, just daggum lay down already.
Kind of sounds like there's just pebbles on the bed. Like you went hiking and dumped your shoe out on the bed.
Just pebbles all over it. I don't know the answer to this riddle.
How?
I don't know the answer to this riddle.
You should figure it out.
It's like this stupid albatross riddle all over again.
Luke knows the answer.
I mean, I guess, because he probably told you.
He figured it out. He's a smart guy.
Okay.
You're a smart guy, too. I just want
to... I didn't mean to say that you're not a smart guy. I was just saying Luke is a smart guy.
I'm a smart guy from Disney Channel with Taj Mowry. I'm talking about the show.
I'm familiar with Taj Mowry.
He was like fourth grade, and he was in high school.
Never heard of that in my life.
I don't know. I mean,
there's one episode where
maybe.
There's one episode where somebody at an arcade's like, "Hey, I got a bunch of cool video games in my basement," and they're like, "Yeah, let's go do that." And he's like, "Let me take pictures of you in your underwear," and then they're like, "That's gross."
What?
Then, yeah, that's an episode.
No.
Yeah, of Smart
you
Guy.
You sure you're on Disney Channel?
That's on Disney Channel. There's episodes of Boy Meets World like that. I mean, that was on ABC, but then it was on Disney Channel. You know what I'm talking about?
I think I've seen Smart Guy. Was this pre-Sister Sister?
Yes.
Then no.
Oh. I mean, it was reruns.
Pre-Sister Sister was
Dark times.
Yeah, we don't talk about those days.
That was in this was
in
Disney
the, was running rampant in the streets. Back
this was
then,
in the year four
like
PSS.
Crack.
Like crack? Comparing Disney to crack. Here, hold on. I'm gonna look up smart guy.
Can I pose a question for the table?
Yeah.
Red table.
Yeah, like so if you could domesticate one animal, what would it be?
Wolf.
Chicken.
Chickens are domesticated.
And look wolf. At that, I've succeeded.
Wolf.
It's already been domesticated.
Wolf.
Yeah, wolves can be domesticated as well. I'm talking about something that's not ordinarily domesticated.
That is the show.
Like Seinfeld.
A moose.
Seinfeld. Who's Anne-Marie Johnson?
Why a moose?
Because they're dangerous.
And the males are in the spring.
Yeah. Females aren't. I wonder what moose milk tastes like.
I walked up on a few females. Didn't taste their milk.
That's good.
Opportunity wasted.
That's great. This is what the cast looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that.
You've seen the show?
Never seen that in my life.
Have you not seen the show?
I didn't watch Crack Disney.
Okay. But, I like how we're all huddled now. You could domesticate one animal.
The giant albatross.
Camel.
Domesticated.
Llama.
Domesticated.
Bear.
Okay.
It counts. What kind?
Grizzly.
Oh, that's what I said.
I want to ride it.
Really? I want to just hang out on my couch.
Just have a bear in the house. Yeah, be like, hey guys, this is my bear Fufu.
Just like, watch the ball game with me, you know?
You big Bears fan?
Nah.
Why do you want a bear?
Duh, Bears.
I don't think he would want to be a Bears fan. Like, I don't know.
I don't think anybody wants
to be a Bears
fan.
I feel like
he'd
want to outsource. He'd want to outsource.
I feel like Bears fans are just like...
They have nothing else to do.
You're born a Bears fan. You're not. You don't become one.
And your family disown you if you leave. So.
Picture him being a Dolphins fan.
Makes sense to me.
Because he's a real Tua fan?
Yeah, I don't know. Just
really likes Alabama football in the NFL?
And Lynn Bowden.
Okay. I have no jokes for Lynn Bowden. I hope that's boding well with you.
No.
Boo! Was that? Did you tie-dye that hoodie, or did
no,
you buy
I
it pre-tie-dyed?
Like
mm. Notice how the logo isn't tie-dyed.
Yeah, because he's lazy.
No, he would. That would be way not lazy.
You could tie-dye and then put the logo on it. Oh, Hope's closing the door because she's trying to silence free speech.
I think she just doesn't want to hear us talk.
And Roxy wants to leave.
Can you not pull the microphone away from me when I'm talking?
No.
Okay, good.
What are you doing? You got somewhere to be? You got somewhere to be?
I do have to work at 3:30.
He does have somewhere to be.
We're right down the road from wherever that place is.
Okay.
Both of the places you work.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah, Sears. And
we're wrapping up. Give it about 5 to 10 minutes.
And Roebuck.
We also have to go a little bit over to because I gotta edit out some of that stuff you guys said earlier.
What
stuff?
What
do you mean?
What stuff?
Oh, you want to talk about it again?
Mainly. Well, no, that's why I didn't say it. Mainly you.
Talking about the holster.
Yeah, the holster.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong. Let's put it on the Patreon.
Okay, that would be great.
How much money y'all made up Patreon?
None.
We don't. We have a Patreon?
Yeah, I don't know how to use it.
Okay, well then that would be the issue. That's
yeah.
What good is a Patreon if you don't know how to use it?
What I want to do is make the Patreon like the first tier, be like 5 cents a month.
Yeah.
So everybody can have it, yeah. But it means nothing.
Yeah.
Then.
The second
tier.
$20 a month.
Yes. The second thing is $20 a month, and we like give you a hug. Once
show
COVID's
up at your
in,
house.
Yeah, we show up at your house and give you a hug.
Show up at your house and sneeze in all your drinks.
I'm going to lick all of your bowls.
Every spoon you own will touch my body.
In some way. Mostly my fingers, but...
Yeah, but...
Sometimes I will eat yogurt with your spoons.
Yeah, I show up at your house and use every single one of your spoons to eat my yogurt.
Do you guys think that eating food with your bare hands tastes better than when you eat it with utensils?
Yeah, it makes it more spicy.
What?
I don't
Is this going back to us licking our fingers and trying to figure out what they taste like?
Do you want to lick your fingers to figure out which one's the saltiest? That's what we did like last week.
Which one was the saltiest?
Pinky. We both went pinky.
It's pinky on mine. He's this is a coward's way of doing it.
None of them taste different except for my thumb. I don't know what that means about my thumb.
But which is the saltiest?
Probably thumb. Yeah.
Okay.
See? This is a thumb guy. This guy's got a salty thumb. Means he's on Twitter.
I don't have a Twitter.
Good. Twitter's bad.
It's terrible.
It's real bad. It's a gross place.
Do you have Twitter?
I have a burner account.
What do you mean a burner account?
It's a parody account.
Oh, yeah. Let's not say it so you don't get too famous.
Yeah, I have like 2 followers.
Yeah, I mean, that's 2 more than most burner accounts have.
Cool.
Why did you take it?
What do you mean? I can't hear you. They can't hear you.
Shut up!
No, you shut up. No, you're just far away.
Free speech.
Yeah, is that a patch? Yeah, little repair patch.
Yeah.
For what? We have been repairing.
Oh, this was for my Crunchwrap float.
A Crunchwrap float?
Yeah, some kids stole it.
What does that even mean?
I wonder why.
You know, like Taco Bell Crunchwraps?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had a pool float of it. It could not support me at all.
Yeah.
I'll support you.
But it was, thanks. But I have a wife.
Didn't mean.
Yikes.
In a matrimonial sense.
No, but she also supports me in a financial sense.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll talk more on that later.
In the sequel to this episode, featuring my wife. Do you think we'll ever get her on here?
She's been on.
No, on purpose.
No.
Okay. No. Spencer, do you want a wife one day?
What a question.
I would love to have a wife one day.
You doing something about that?
Women have been disappointing me.
Are you disappointing women?
Possibly, too.
No way. I don't believe that for a second.
I don't believe that. No. But I also feel disappointed by women. I could very much so be disappointing them.
Sometimes you disappoint me by how far away that mic is from your face. But other than that, it's just...
Sick burn!
I feel weird holding it too close. Yeah. But I know I'm supposed to.
You got to be like on the lips.
I am on it.
I feel weird, too. This keeps hitting me in the chin.
I am in the mic right now.
My chin. I'm not Jay Leno. It's not that hard to miss.
But, Yeah, no, I'm working on it.
You on Tinder?
Nope.
You wanted to put like an official call, like on this? I don't know. Like you want?
You on Bumble?
No.
I've heard Bumble.
There was a pause. There was some hesitation.
Because I was disrespected by the question.
Okay.
I would never use one of those.
What's the H one? The Hinge
Harmony
E Harmony. You want E Harmony?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't really need a girlfriend right now.
And they go. This will be. That's what every commercial does.
There are weddings outside of my parents' house on occasion, and I was there yesterday, and I got out of the car, and I just heard a piano live going, you ever gotten out of your car and just heard that live? I feel like I was in a movie.
Am I at St. Matthew's near the tin roof?
No, Hurstbourne Lane near the Malibu Jacks.
Oh.
The Malibu Jacks. It's like the name. I don't like the place. I like the name, though.
It's disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, Phil said the pizza's bad. How do you find women?
How do I find them?
Yeah.
Usually I post a picture of me in the gym on my Instagram.
It's true.
They slide in my DMs, talk to them for a while. We don't have conversations about Christ, so I leave.
I need to ask this question. So you posting a let me talk this out. You're posting a picture. Do you have a shirt on?
Oh, I always have a shirt on.
Okay.
I never post myself.
So you're posting.
Let's define what a shirt is.
Is this a shirt that has large holes cut in the sides?
Yes.
Okay. So you're wearing a rag.
But okay. Every shirt has holes
on the
side. Every shirt has holes on the side.
Can the woman see your armpits?
Not in the pictures I post, no, but like if they saw me in person in that shirt, they could easily see my
armpits. Can they see the they're not your pecs, but they're those like weird bumps that are over here. Is that what they're called?
My obliques.
Yeah. Can they see those? If you were in person.
If they were in person, yes.
Okay. So So let's
but I make the pictures that way. I'm not showing
what
nipples.
What pants are you wearing?
Shorts.
How short are these shorts?
My tattoo hangs at the bottom.
That does not help me.
My tattoo is right here.
Okay, so they are like, would you say?
It's all the way down to the ankle for our viewers.
No, it's not.
They are shorts from the early 2000s. Dickies, in fact.
They're JNCO jeans. But they're JNCO shorts, so you can see the ankle a little bit. So they are like 3 inches off of the middle part.
They're 5-inch seam shorts.
Okay. So, all right. So we're showing thigh.
Yeah.
We're showing pit. And women slide up and looking. Are you sweaty in these photos?
I don't sweat a lot at the
gym,
except on leg day.
Would you say that you're dripping?
On leg day, yeah, but I usually don't post after leg day.
Okay, wait. Are you wearing cool sneakers?
I feel like I'm always wearing cool sneakers.
You wear a hat?
Would you agree?
Usually with Vans, right? A little canvas slip-on Vans, I think, is what I've seen you most in.
Slip-on Vans.
You wear a hat?
Air Maxes.
You wear a hat?
I never wear hats. Look at my hair.
Do you do this thing where you hold your phone up and you're looking at your phone while also, like, you're not really flexing, but we all know you're flexing.
I do kind of do that, but it's never a picture of me alone. It's me and whoever I went to the gym.
Right. But so you're
like,
in the photo.
It'll be like me and my mom or me and a Harper. Or,
but you're in the photo.
Yes.
Okay. And you are, would you say, the center of the photo?
Depends. The one I posted last week, I was the center.
Okay.
When, like, my mom or Elijah comes with me, they're usually the center.
Okay.
Because I want people to see my mom and Elijah.
Let's think it this way. Okay. So you're posting these photos.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily like, hey, look at this massive cake that I've built.
Oh.
Or, like, check out how stacked I am and my, like, awesome triceps, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
But you're just like, I went to the gym and I'm active in the gym.
And these are my boys.
And then women who are interested.
Yes.
Slide up.
They do.
To talk to you.
Indeed.
Because they're like, oh, look at that handsome little man.
Yes.
I want to say something to him.
Yes.
Because he looks like the type of man I want to be around.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, you see what I'm saying? And then you get upset that they're not having a conversation with you about the efficacy of the literal translation of the Pentateuch.
Well, it's something that they need to, like,
you post a gym photo of you working out, and then you're like, why aren't you talking to me about whether or not Esther should be in the Bible?
I'll talk to them for days and weeks, and it's very clear in my life that, like, God is the focal point. It's very clear in my life. And then if that doesn't become, like, a main topic of our conversations and growth, then I don't want to keep talking to them. I'm not saying they need to slide in there
do
with a Bible quote. Yes.
Listen.
I do.
The physical.
Every girl that talks to me finds out within a week of, like, what I want to do with my life. They get found out.
I view it as this. The physical growth that he's posting about is a metaphor for the spiritual growth that he hopes to find in a mate.
Yes.
I didn't know that he was a recovering drug addict who just got saved.
I mean, at one point I was. But I mean, that was like 7 years ago. But
sure. But also,
7 years ago, you perfectly described my life.
This is also like every CrossFit guy who's like, women only want me for my body. Why don't they want to talk about Jesus? And
never
it's like,
CrossFit in my life.
Because you're posting photos of how large your thighs have gotten recently. This is what you got to do. All right. This is what you got to do. We go to the gym. And you post that photo. What?
We're all going to the gym?
You too. I'm just going to keep running. whenever you go to the gym and you post a photo and you want the ladies to immediately comment on what their theories are on the textual evidence of three authors in Isaiah.
Yeah.
What you do is you, in one hand, you have your phone taking the photo, obviously.
Yeah.
But in the other hand, you have Systematic Theology by Gruden, so people know your intentions.
Yeah.
What about Alistair McGrath? I've read that one.
That one's acceptable, but you might get some weirdos. Here, wait. I could lend you some things. Hold on.
Like, let's see. I'll see what my story was yesterday.
Here,
this is my story yesterday. A Christian song that I posted while I was at the gym.
No, listen.
That's what my story was yesterday.
And like a couple days before that, it was me in the gym.
Anybody can listen to Christian music.
I know. All right.
But not everybody will read Gruden's Systematic Theology. All
right,
so here's
he
here's
is
some
saying
things.
Facts right now.
Here's some I things guess, so that I you can't. Could you could bring with you to the gym. Not any of my Wii
Super
games.
Mario Galaxy.
That will get different. You'll probably get dudes swiping up to be like, "Hey man, how mint is that condish?" All right, so here's some things that we can go through. We could go through The Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan, the unabridged version. That'll get you some Puritanian thought, girls. How about Delighted in God, George Mueller? Maybe some girls who are into prayer, interpreting the Pauline epistles, every girl in seminary, and maybe some guys. That's my
like
book. You can't have
seminary.
That. Here's one. The Baptist Faith and Message. So that everybody knows that you don't follow a creed that is definitely not a creed, but it is also definitely a creed. All right, here's some. Wait. Oh, that's good. An Old Testament commentary on Habakkuk. That'd be a good one. Get some girls who are really into it.
Hashtag Habakkuk Day.
I hated that.
There you go. All right. So I think that's it. He has to leave, so okay.
I'm good.
You could also use this New King James Version Bible so that people know that you mean business when you actually want to read the Bible, but you can't read like Jesus read. Because Jesus read the King James Version.
Oh.
Yep. Absolutely. So all right. Well, this has been another episode. Spencer, thanks for coming on.
I loved it.
Yeah, I did too. Don't know why that's funny.
I don't know.
Okay.
Hasn't gotten those books out in a while.
All the books I'm reading to the gym with me from now on.
Yeah, because a dude who's reading books at the gym, everybody's going to be like, that guy's smart. And then some ladies will be like, what you reading? That's my lady's voice.
Making Sense of God in the Modern World. That's what I'm reading right now.
I'm reading No by John Piper.
Also,
and they'll be like, oops, sorry, I don't come in on that theology. And you'd be like, I don't either.
Also, The House of Hades. It's a Percy Jackson book.
Thank you. I was about to ask if that was a Percy Jackson book or a play.
Here's a play. It's called We End the Podcast. Ready? On three. Break.
Break.
All right.
Holster.
Okay. All right. Well, I think it's that.
Bye, internet friends.
Yes. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
There we go.
Goodbye.
Okay. Great.
Goodbye.
All right. It's been great. Man, what a great episode that was.
If you want to engage with us on any of our social media channels, we are at Luke's Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Support us financially and send us a voicemail at anchor.fm/Luke's Podcast.
You want to Venmo us some random amount of money? Send it to us at ODM Shorts.